Live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV. It's the Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Good morning, everybody. It is indeed the Jay and Kevin Show, and it is I, Kevin, here in studio today once again. I'm holding down the fort here. I got to stay behind. I got to stay home in Spokane, and I had to. The doctor said, listen, you've got pneumonia, bro. You're just getting better. Don't get on an airplane. Stay home. Don't go spend late nights in Nashville. So here I am in the comfort of our very own studio. Jay and producer Steve are in Nashville, and they are doing a few interviews right now. But, the timing just didn't work out. Like I told you yesterday, sometimes the timing's perfect. We get ready to go on the air, and it'll be like, oh, hey, Old Dominion's here. I just saw them in the building. That's why I brought them up. They'll walk right in. We'll put them on the air live, but not always the case. So sometimes we have to go back and play some stuff that recorded for you yesterday. Nice little Monday. We had quite a few people through yesterday. I know some of the names we'll be talking to today are Cody Johnson, Chris Jansen. Those are ones that we saw yesterday and recorded. Ella Langley, I have some things to say about her. And it's maybe not what you think. Her voice is something else. And when she talks, we have lots of interviews coming up today, but let's kick it off with one from Nashville yesterday. Let's check in with good old Cole Swindell.
You don't want to leave him out. I mean, I feel bad we leave him out. He's already.
Listen, I'm not going to have my hurt.
Hey, I got
Cole,
this.
Cole, if you just take the headphones off.
No, man, I'm good.
I don't want to hear this clown.
No, you're tuned in from a long way away. I got you.
What's your feeling of Zoom? You like Zoom or you?
I don't know. It reminds me of a weird time in life.
Yeah, when we had to do it.
Yeah, but no, it also, I think, taught us a lot. I mean, you can get some stuff accomplished if, you know, things don't in person don't work out. I'm all for it. I wouldn't be talking to you if it weren't for this. So.
Yeah, that helps. Mm-hmm. You're right. It has a purpose, but when it was our only purpose, it was rough.
It's different. Yeah, it's nice to know that, hey, we can use it, preferably not have to all the time, but yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I had to ask you a question. I saw one, I think it was on Instagram. I saw you, one of the concerts, one of the big stadium concerts you were doing. Mm-hmm. And you guys said win the night before you went out.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that every time?
That's always been, yeah, it's always been our thing.
It's a great phrase. How'd that come about?
The first member of my band, my guitar player, is his birthday actually today, Joel Hutzel. So wish him a happy birthday. But he's his football coach or something. They used to say win the night. And we kind of relate it. It's not sports, but it's kind of, we always say before the toast. It's, you know, there's people out there every single night that have never seen us. And that's our chance to, you know, win them over and hope they come back the next time we're in town. So we always go try to win them over, win the night on three and do our toast and hit the stage. That's always been our thing and probably always will be.
It's so simple, but it's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's all you can do. You know, there's those people, we always talk about it for a minute. I mean, they spent, you know, their hard earned money to come out and support you. And I always tell the crowd, if it weren't for them, it'd be a big sound check and those aren't any fun. So it really is about, you know, the crowd. They make every single show. We're going to get up there and do the best we can, but the crowd's energy, we feed off of it. And, you know, if we can win them over, and hopefully they'll be back next time.
Do you have when you think about all the different concerts you do with venues, do you have like a favorite? I mean, stadiums are so different than the small acoustic ones or the ones that are like kind of intimate, 1,000 seats.
I love them all, honestly. I think it's cool to be able to do them all. You know, you start out in your career playing the clubs and bars, and then you move on and. You know, but I'll always want to go back to those places. One, they remind me of that time, you know, when we were just trying to figure out what we were doing. I think we're always trying to figure it out. But then you move up to places like, you know, we just did stadiums, a couple shows with Wall, and it's to see that many. It had been a minute since we had done a stadium with folks. So to be in front of that many people, man, it's just a cool – there's something cool about all of it. You know, it's two total different atmospheres.
Yeah.
You know, an intimate show, even in like an acoustic show where it's just kind of – a little more chill, but people are sitting down listening, and then you got stadiums where people are up and rocking, and you're just trying to keep them going, warming them up, you know?
Yeah, I forgot. I was going to ask you, when you got married in a cowboy hat, didn't you?
Yeah, I had not
seen you in a cowboy hat. I don't know, maybe ever.
No, I know. Yeah, I don't normally. We were just doing it out in California in Sonoma, so. We all wore them, so
it was cool.
Yeah,
dude, it was a cool look.
Nice. You're
little,
a hat guy.
Nice little look. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, what was that? June?
Yeah, June. So we've a little over 5 months, I guess.
How's
so
that going?
It's been great. You know, that's just a part of life. I didn't know if I'd ever get to it. You know, I was starting to wonder, and then it just, I guess everybody's right. You know when you know, and it really will happen. I hope I can encourage anybody that's you know, it's taken a little bit, that hey, it's gonna happen. I mean, people told me that, and I'm like, I got to where I'm not sure it's gonna happen. And but that's when it does, so it does, and it's just I don't know that I was ready before now. So
sure.
it's just a cool part of life. You know, I've put so much into this, and thankfully I've had radio support and fan support to be able to do what I love. But it's nice to kind of have some more of a balance, I feel like, now. It's not all, I mean, music's
right.
My whole life. It has always been, but now it's, I got a little more, more to take care of than just my career, and it's
right.
Amazing.
Cool. It's almost as if somebody else is in charge of this thing.
Yeah. There's no doubt in my mind. There's too many things that have happened, that I can't even believe to not believe that. So just feeling blessed, and it's been a great year.
Man, it's so good to see you.
Always good to see y'all.
Come back and see us in Spokane, Washington.
I will. Okay? I will enjoy Nashville.
Yeah. Thank see you, buddy. Appreciate you.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV. It's the Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yes, indeed, it is us live. I'm here in Spokane doing my thing, DJ Kevin James. And oh my gosh, I just looked on our Zoom, and I will tell you,
this
we are
awesome.
Now, I'm now turning on the microphones.
He's frustrated.
Yeah, baby.
Whoa.
Live from Nashville. It's Russell Dickerson.
It's Russellmania.
Dude, that's like the greatest name for everything.
Dude.
That's so great. And the video of your son just like in the bounce house.
Slamming
oh
me.
Oh my God.
Kicking me in the face.
Oh, dude, that was so great.
Yeah,
that was so fun.
We're just exploiting him for for tour marketing.
That's why you have a child.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, can I make money off you?
That's why we have cute babies.
Yes, you're going to cost me money. Can I make money from you?
God, that's so brilliant. That's so true.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
You know what? He also doesn't care.
Right.
Like, he thinks that's, he probably loves it.
He loves it.
Oh, I mean, oh, I get to wrestle dad?
Yeah.
Can I take my shirt off? Is he like that too? Where like half the time he's not wearing clothes?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. He hates clothes.
Yeah. That's such
as
a
does
great,
every 4-year-old.
That's such a great thing for a kid, though.
Yeah,
you're like, man, you know what? I'm not wearing a shirt today.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12 out. I don't care.
Nope. Don't care.
My head is soaking wet with sweat because I've been wrestling all day.
Russell, are you a wear a shirt guy around the yard and stuff? Like if you're doing yard work, do you go topless or?
No, yeah, absolutely.
Or do you stick to the muscle shirts?
No, I go, dude. I topless. I love the freedom. Like most 90% of the time when I get home, I immediately take my shirt off. Anytime I get in a private space. Sometimes in public.
Yeah.
That's, okay.
Sometimes in public.
We thought maybe you outgrew that, but no, huh?
No. I love being naked too. What?
Well, I mean, it's the way
we
you're
all
born.
Have
why
our,
not?
Yeah, we all have our thing, Russell.
How we come, it's how we go.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
It's a fun fact.
Yeah.
How are you doing? How are you doing as a human being?
As a human being.
Let's dig deep into Russell Dickerson.
I am overwhelmed.
Yes.
But also extremely happy and doing great.
Yeah.
We're renovating our house right now.
Oh,
because
boy.
You're a glutton?
we're renovating, but it's also like we just threw all our junk in our rental house.
Okay.
The week of CMA Fest.
Okay.
And thought that'd be a great idea. And then we went on tour with Sam for the rest of the year.
Right. We'll get back to that renovation thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, our life is in shambles, but We're just making the best of it every day.
They call that organized chaos at that point.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever. Not always organized, but yeah.
Russell, definitely is your wife pretty chill during this process, or is she not so chill?
I think she's holding it together better than I am.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's great.
I'm just,
yeah.
Like, I'm starting to get, like, okay. I mean, we, like, I have, like, three pair of shoes. She has, like, three pair of shoes. Everything else is, for like, in a pod and somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I wore a hole in these boots. I need some new underwear. I don't know where anything is.
Everybody's been in that. Can't find it. It's in a box.
Like, yeah. And so, like, it's hunting season. I don't know where my bow is. I don't know where my camo is. I don't know. I don't know where anything is.
That's rough.
So does that mean it hasn't been hunting season?
First world problems.
That's right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right,
so it's all good. I mean, whatever. We got two healthy boys. We have a home, a beautiful home being renovated. God is good.
Yeah. That is so beautiful, but also it sucks that you can't go hunting with your buddies.
With my buddies. I'm going to have to go to Bass Pro and get some $50 real tree, you know?
Yeah.
It's all right. It'll be fine.
They're going to make you go, dude, but we love having you. You're the best, dude.
You guys are. Yeah. It's always fun.
Yeah. Great 2025, and hopefully we'll catch up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're coming. Luck. I don't know if we're coming to y'all, but.
Well, we'll make it happen.
We'll just
WrestleMania.
We'll just bail and come show up.
Dare
you.
Dare
you. You won't.
Triple dog dare you.
Thank you, buddy. Good to see you,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV. It's the Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Producer Steve, where does Russell Dickerson rate on your guys who like to have fun and just seems like you could spend some time with?
19 and a half.
Out of 20 or out of a million?
Out of 0.5.
What?
That's,
you guys,
like, exceptional.
Are the worst at rating scales I've ever heard. Jay has possible 1 to a million.
Right.
And okay, you gave him a 19 and a half on a 0.5 scale.
Out of 0.5.
Yeah. So really high is what you're saying.
Yeah, really high.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
It is easy to agree with that. Russell Dickerson is a good time.
You know what's funny about Kevin? The funny thing about Russell Dickerson is as he walks around, well, not 100% of the people, because not everybody here is into fun, but almost every person that greets Russell Dickerson greets him at an energy level that he provides because you can't help it.
Yeah, no, you know, that's very fair. Yeah.
He will immediately draw you to his energy level, and if you're willing to accept his energy level, he will then entertain you. If you don't, obviously, then he'll meet you. But if you're willing to get up there where he is, dude, he's so fun.
And I do believe he's a guy that is very, like, aware, too. Like, if somebody's not feeling it or whatever.
Totally.
He might, like, put his arm around you and be like, "You all right, man?"
Oh, 100%.
Like, yeah, he's just got that special vibe about him that's very
cool. He's just
cool.
He's gotten so real the more he's gotten into a family and all that stuff. Just, you know, at the beginning, Russ was just crazy, wild Russ, you know, just, whoa, wild card, Russell Dickerson. And now he's still funny and great and fun to be around, but he's just, you know, he's dad, dude. He's just
dad. Really all he was thinking about the entire time he was talking to us was, God, I wish my house was done.
Oh, totally. Oh, dude. Yep. Since we got up and we walked over to take a picture, and I said, "Man, that's the thing with your stuff everywhere." He goes, "It is so bad because we have three different locations. You know, it's like a storage facility, then a pod, then the rental house, and we just don't know where stuff is." He said we did a bad job of labeling, and that's the one that gets you.
Yeah,
you gotta have a label maker,
right?
Oh man. Label makers are so fun.
Aren't they?
I
love
them.
I feel like the
them.
Worst part is you're label making like crazy. You're going, everything's great, and then like one night you're like exhausted, and then you're like, just put it all in one box. Just throw it in there, and then you label it like miscellaneous.
Box two.
And then you go, well, what's in there? Well, miscellaneous is in there. I was too tired to label stuff was in there. Or you don't have enough stuff at that point to put it all in one box. You're like, well, I don't want to waste a whole box with, like, silverware.
Yeah, there's a spoon, there's a pogo stick. I mean, it's just outrageous.
It's just so random. You go, oh, why wouldn't I look in there for my bow and my kids' rattles?
Yes, same.
And I'm so bad at this, but I remember like going through a box, and it's that box that was just like the random stuff that you didn't need to move, but you did because you didn't know what else to do with it.
Yeah, you didn't. You weren't quite ready to get rid of it.
And you're digging through, and you're like, oh, that's interesting. There's mail from 2022. I don't think we need that.
You got like an expired check or
expired
checks expire technically?
Yeah,
is that what
do.
You say?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's like after
after I think 90 days or something.
90 days,
something. Yeah. You're like, oh, that would have been cool to cash.
Steve, do you remember what a post-dated check is? Do you know what that is? Have you ever heard that term?
Like if something is.
Like, so, like, I owe you $100.
This is going to be a very good example, Kevin. Okay. It's quite familiar with.
And I write you a check.
Yeah.
And I post-date it. Like, today's the 19th. But I'm straight up like, listen, dude, I'm not going to have money in my account until the 23rd.
Right.
So
right, yeah.
Don't cash that before the 23rd.
Right. So you date it.
You post-date it. That was something you can do with checks that just doesn't work out with debit cards.
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair. It doesn't quite work that way, does it?
That's a good point.
Did you boys go out last night in Nashville? I thought I saw a picture this morning of you out and about.
Oh, man.
Did we go out?
Bro?
Name a place on Broadway that you went to, Steve.
We went to...
This will be funny.
Oh, we went to Morgan Wallen's bar.
Oh, you did? How is it?
That was actually really cool.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's where I had my alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
Adult beverage. He had
to, you drank a Bud Light?
He had to do said challenge, right?
Yeah.
And one of them was, what was it, drinking American beer on Broadway?
Yep.
Which didn't seem like he knew what an American beer was, so
what?
We had to help him decide that.
No, I just have trouble making a decision.
Well, I had not noticed that, Steve. I had not picked up on that. That's crazy.
Well, thanks for going with a light beer to keep your figure.
Yeah. Kevin, we went to the Red Door and Losers in Midtown.
Oh, man. I was hoping Winners and Losers is something that not everybody does because it's not on Broadway, but it's the best.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, if you've never been to Losers, it's kind of like a trailer, to be honest. Like, the ceiling is, 7 feet tall? It's super small, and it's the stage. It was six dudes on the stage yesterday. I can't remember what that guy's name was who was on The Voice.
Oh, he was...
It goes by one name. What was it again?
Something with a B. Placed ninth on...
Yes.
Don't remember the season, but like, Gwen Stefani's team.
Yeah, and I do remember him on there.
But
there's like six dudes on... You know, Ken, that stage is the size of about four, tables that were sitting in front of these 8-foot tables. They literally couldn't move their guitars back and forth because they'd be running into each other.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so tiny. Yeah.
It's such a wild place, but it is the place where you're most likely to see an artist just in there hanging out.
The locals like that because, all the other bars, Garth's, Luke's, Blake's, Morgan Wallen's, Jason Aldean's, we went to all of those places. But they all have a similarity in the fact that it's shiny, new, big, loud, and modern. You know what I mean? So they have that same sort of feel to them, whereas like Losers and the Red Door and Tootsies, they all have that classic, nostalgic, like this is where the locals would come to hang out. And in the old days, all the Outlaws come to write songs.
Oh, yeah.
Upstairs at Tootsies, so there's the history of it. So we kind of got both ends of Nashville.
I'm glad you got to check out like Tootsie's as well because that place is it's legendary. It's one of those things you go in there and you're like, oh, this is one of the most famous bars ever, and it's just kind of
it's like 20 feet wide and about
it's
maybe 75 feet long, and then you go upstairs and it's like a repeat with a different band facing the opposite direction. It's a very crazy layout.
Remind me what
the pictures on the wall. And
yeah, the pictures. I was trying to remember what was all over the wall of Tootsie's.
Well, it's all those old pictures that all the artists had signed and stuff.
Yes.
And then remember the old days, they didn't have them covered, but now they've covered all of them in plexiglass just because, people are leaning against them and touching them, all that stuff. So they've kind of covered them just to, get some longevity there.
Sure.
It's so funny. Like, my mind goes to such a weird place because we go to Tootsie's, and I'm looking at all the old pictures. And as I'm looking up there, I realize that there's also, you can see the wiring. And I'm like, wonder how that passes code. You know, it's just right. Like such an old, old.
That's exactly
it. Everything in there is so old.
Grandfathered in.
Yeah, exactly. But it's so cool. And then the stage is the size of a postage stamp. And there was a dude and a girl lead singer, and then just a drummer and a guitar behind them.
Let me guess. One time, they were good.
Of course they were. Of course they were. And that's like what Emma said. She goes, how do they decide? Like, who gets to decide who makes it? Because some of these people are just as good as some of the people on the air.
It's so hard. That's the weirdest thing to me is how one person makes it in Nashville and how another one does it.
Sometimes I think it's just dumb luck. You just meet the right person at the right time, just like everything else in the world. But, I mean, it's crazy. We were standing, like, I almost said in the middle of Broadway. That's unsafe. But we were standing, like, you know, in the kind of in the midsection of it. And you can hear, I mean, you could probably hear half a dozen different bands at the same time.
Yeah, and then there's people playing guitars in the windows.
Yeah. So
do, like, the big new bars, like, you know, Morgan's and Luke's and Eric's and Jason Aldean's and Blake's. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I haven't seen any of those places. But do they have live music as well? Or
absolutely.
Is it? Okay, yeah. They're doing all
the only
live
one that
music.
Didn't was Aldean's didn't have live music last night. They have multiple stages for live music, but they just had a DJ last night.
Oh,
and they all can have
you.
The rooftops.
Woo!
And everybody's got the rooftop thing. Every bar's got the rooftop.
Yeah. I do love how in, what would you say, like 75% of the places there was a band playing somewhere, and then if you walked some, like in a different place that was sort of far away, there was another band.
Yeah, it was, there's probably at any given time after 9 p.m., you probably got like 30 bands you could see for free.
Yeah, and it's crazy.
And it's all no cover scenarios.
Check your ID, though.
Broadway.
Yeah, every time.
Was it busy at all?
For a Monday night.
Okay.
It was pretty busy, but not like normal busy.
Not like crazy, but yeah.
No. Not like Wednesday night after the CMA busy, or not like after a Predators game.
Yeah.
Not like on a regular weekend in the summer. Sure. Yeah, not like that. No, it was quite quiet, but like for a Monday, you're like, this is a lot of people for a Monday.
Yeah,
It just got quiet. You know, I mean, we closed down a couple of those places, so there wasn't many out at 2.
I love how they're like, how's Morgan Wallen's on a Monday?
And 40 people are like, good.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
I mean, it feels weird to be not like on Thursday or Friday. It's a Monday. Let's go.
Yeah. But Nashville's still hopping for a Monday night. Well, we got another busy day here live from Nashville. CMA week, of course, is going on right now. We're live on Music Row. And I'm just taking a peek at who we have. I know Old Dominion is just walking by. We're going to check with them in just a little bit. Dylan Scott's here. And we got some interviews that we set up all week so far with, like, Jordan Davis, Mitchell Tenpenny. And did you already play Hunter Girl, Kevin, or was that one still coming up?
No, we have not. She will be this hour if we don't take, you know, Old Dominion live or whatever.
Right.
And I tried to explain this process to the whole, to the audience that it's like, this is a game where we're just rolling the dice because we don't know when they're going to be live, but we have stuff ready to go. I know after 7, we've got Cody Johnson.
Yes.
So that's always fun hearing from Cody. So it's going to be a fun day in Nashville, no doubt about it.
One of my favorite things about Hunter was, well, first of all, she's just nice, but you scared her so bad.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
It was so, her face when she realized that there was a person on that computer screen was the best.
Yeah, and you guys have me setting kind of over to the side. So when they sit down, they're looking directly at Jay and Steve.
Right.
And then out of your peripheral vision, you'll see a computer screen with a man like, hi. And I was doing, because I know Hunter's fun. So I was a Hunter girl. I was like, you know, messing around with her a little bit. And when she saw me, she about fell off her chair.
She just also, she's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Jump scare.
Yeah, she goes, what is this, a jump scare?
That was great. So we have all that coming up. And I mean, we'll just hang out and see who's coming up next. I'm guessing Old Dominion's up next. So live from Nashville. It's good to hear you, Kevin. I'm glad I got to talk to you and let you know how Steve was last night. He was
me too. I want to hear more.
He would not go home. I'll just keep saying. We wanted to, my daughter and I were like, it's 9:30. We should probably go get some sleep. She's like, you guys are terrible hosts. I hate you. I want to stay out till this place closes so I can tell everybody back home I'm an animal. And I was like, okay. So we stayed out till 2:30.
Yeah, and then I went out after.
I don't believe any of
the Big 99.9 Coyote.